Record. All right, we're set. We're ready to go. Let's begin. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Benny in the Booth podcast. On this week's episode, we've got a few MLB headlines that happened this week. We even got some rumors that flew in this week. We've got a whole bunch of NFL news this week, which basically NFL went crazy this week with moves between trades, signings, and then some, and even a little bit of a scandal, or maybe not scandal. And March Madness is officially about to begin this week, so I got predictions for that. Let's get right into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 117 of Benny in the Booth podcast. Thank you so much for all the support to this point. I very much do appreciate it. It is a crazy week we have in front of us. Baseball officially has regular season games starting again this week. Though it's only for two teams, because the Korea series is officially this week. March Madness starts this week. Football is in a crazy time with all of this transactions. That's like a page long, practically, if not more. Taking up my notes for this week. Let's start with the baseball, because there's not much, and I'm just going to go over Korea's schedule. So, the big headline from this week, from this time period, is Dylan Cease was traded from the Chicago White Sox to the San Diego Padres for Drew Thorpe, who was actually in the Soto trade. Now even going to get time with the Padres, and now it's ending up with the White Sox. Jairo Iriarte, who's a former Padres number 7 prospect, number 109 overall in MLB. Samuel, who's a pitch right-handed pitcher, outfield prospect Samuel Zavala, number 12 in San Diego system, and right-handed pitcher Steven Wilson has been on in and out of MLB for the last few years. This is crazy. Big move for San Diego. I don't know if it's going to put them in a contending window with how much they've shed of their roster, but we'll see how this plays out. This is a big move for them. I'm crazy to see the White Sox get rid of Cease, but it kind of wasn't coming with how they've been recently and how their season's looking. And the only other big headline for transactions that isn't a rumor, Michael A. Taylor signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates 1-year $4 million deal. There were some rumors that were flying around this weekend. Blake Snell was possibly rumored to be in talks with Houston, especially since Houston's been having injuries to their own pitching staff between Framber and Justin Verlander. And then there was someone tried to come out saying Jordan Montgomery signed with the Cubs, but at the current moment at 10:30 p.m. on Sunday, March 17th, no actual MLB reporter has even tried to confirm it. So until someone says anything, it's going to be fake rumors. I mean, would I love for it to be true that Jordan Montgomery's coming to the Cubs? Absolutely. That would be one heck of a duo trio between him, Steele, and Shohei Imanaga. But at the moment, it's not. Until someone says something that's a reliable source, I ain't assuming that it's reality. And yeah, so that's it for the rumors. The Korea series officially starts this weekend, or this week, Wednesday and Thursday. I'm actually going to share screen for YouTube so you can see what the story is. So it is in the Gochuk Sky Dome, which is basically where WBC had its pool in Korea in 2017. The games are going to be 6 a.m. The Wednesday game will be 6 a.m. Eastern. Both games are going to be 6 a.m. Eastern, roughly. They're going to be on. It will be through the Dodgers' usual TV broadcast, the Padres' usual TV broadcast. It seems. Yeah. And there will also be, for out of market, an ESPN broadcast. for both games. This is going to be very interesting, and I can't wait to see how this unfolds. And it's finally good to be seeing baseball back. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, the pitching matchup for the first game on Wednesday is going to be Tyler Glasnow versus Yu Darvish. And the second game is going to be Joe Musgrove against Yoshinobu Yamamoto, which, honestly, I would have rather Yamamoto start the first game against Yu Darvish, Japan versus Japan pitcher, but I don't know. I'm not the Dodgers. I don't know what they're thinking. But the good news after this is literally a week later, we get actual baseball coming back. And I've even already got my first game set up for the season. So, but yeah, that's the schedule for the Korea series. And we'll see how that plays out. I will be covering it on the podcast, being it is going to actually count towards the regular season, even though it's only two teams out of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball. So, we are officially in, before I get into the whole NFL frenzy, we're officially in March Madness territory, which I will always give my predictions that I throw around, cover the end results, see how my predictions end up turning out, and, well, I have my prediction set. Now, a part of the bracket, I fill it out through ESPN Men's Tournament Bracket Challenge. They don't have her first four, but I do have my first four predictions I put to the side. So the first four matchups are Wagner versus Howard. The winner takes on North Carolina. And they would be the 16th seed facing number one North Carolina. Which you can see here, I don't have any either of them being North Carolina. The next one, well, there's also for the Midwest between Montana State and Grambling State facing Purdue. The winner faces Purdue. Virginia versus Colorado State, winner faces Texas in the Midwest. And then in the South, we have Boise State versus Colorado with the winner taking on Florida in the South. The pools this year, I forgot to take note of this. Where are... There we go. So the pools for the tournament, the first four is obviously always going to be in Dayton, Ohio. The first and second round pools, it's basically going to be all spread around, but the championship is going to be in the Arizona Cardinals stadium, State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, or also home of Arizona State. But all the pools will be between, first and second rounds will be between Spectrum Center, home of the Charlotte Hornets, and CHI Health Center in Omaha, Nebraska, home of Crane University. PBJ Paints Arena, mainly home of the Pittsburgh Penguins, but also of Duquesne University, or Duquesne. Delta Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, mainly the host of Utah Jazz, but also for University of Utah. Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Host of the Atlantic 10 Conference, but mainly for Brooklyn Nets. Cambridge Fieldhouse, who just hosted the NBA All-Star Game, and is the home of the Indiana Pacers and IUPUI University in the Horizon League. FedEx Forum, home of the Memphis Grizzlies and University of Memphis. And Spokane's Veterans Memorial Arena in Spokane, Washington, home of University of Idaho. That is for the first and second round. The regional semifinals and finals. East Regional is going to be in TD Garden, Boston, home of the Boston Celtics. West will be in Crypto.com Arena, home of the Lakers and Clippers. South will be in American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, home of the Dallas Mavericks. And Midwest will be in Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan, home of the Detroit Pistons primarily, and then the championship, of course, in Glendale, Arizona. So for my first four predictions, Wagner and Howard, I'm picking Howard. For Colorado versus Virginia, I'm picking Virginia. Colorado State versus Virginia, I'm picking Virginia. Colorado versus Boise State, I'm going with Colorado. And then Grambling State versus Montana, I am going with Grambling. I'll run through my predictions round by round through each of the pools, and I'll say which part I'm in for audio listeners. Starting off with the East portion, number one, UConn against number 16, Stetson University, I am picking UConn. Number 8, FAU against number 9, Northwestern, I have number 8, Northwestern. Number 5, San Diego State versus number 12, UAB, I have San Diego State winning. Number 4, Auburn against number 13, Yale, I have Auburn. Number 6, BYU against Duquesne, Queens, I have BYU. Number 3, Illinois against number 14, Morehead State, I have Illinois. Number 7, Washington State against number 10, Drake, I have 7, Washington State winning. And then one of my upsets I have here, number 2, Iowa State against number 15, South Dakota State. I actually have upset of South Dakota State beating Iowa State. Honestly, it's like you never know what's going to be upset and what's going to be not. It's like you can flip a coin practically with March Madness. And I guess pretty predict an upset. That is for the East. For the South, I'll move on to the South. Number 1, Houston against number 16, Longwood. I have Houston winning. Number 8, Nebraska against number 9, Texas A&M. I have Nebraska winning. Number 5, Wisconsin against number 12, James Madison. I have Wisconsin winning. Number 4, Duke against number 13, Vermont. I have Duke winning. Number 6, Texas Tech against number 11, NC State. I have Texas Tech winning. Number 3, Kentucky against number 14, Oakland. I have Kentucky winning. Number 7, Florida against Colorado. I have Florida winning. And then Marquette against number 2, Marquette against number 15, Western Kentucky. I have Marquette winning. That is for the South part of the bracket, first round of 64. West part, North Carolina against Howard, I have North Carolina winning. Mississippi State, number 8 against number 9, Michigan State, I have Michigan State winning. Number 5, St. Mary's against number 12, Grand Canyon, I have Grand Canyon pulling off an upset. Number 4, Alabama against number 13, Charleston, I have Alabama. 6, Clemson against number 11, New Mexico, I have Clemson. Number 3, Baylor against number 14, Colgate, I have Baylor. Number 7, Dayton against number 10, Nevada, I have Nevada. And number 2, Arizona against number 15, Long Beach State, I have Arizona. And then Midwest for the round of 64, I have Purdue over Grambling State, TCU over Utah State, Gonzaga over McNeese, Kansas over Samford, Oregon upsetting South Carolina, Akron upsetting Creighton, Texas over Virginia, and then Tennessee over St. Peter's. And basically, I'll just skip to the end at this point. I'll go through the rest of predictions by week. But skip to the end. I have my final matchup being between Illinois and Houston winning. We'll see how that bracket plays out. It could either be a good choice, it could be bad choices, and we'll see how it plays out. As the tournament starts this week, Tuesday, Wednesday is the first four, and then like Friday and Saturday, I believe, or like Thursday and Friday or something like that, is the official start of the tournament. Well, I guess I could just say 21st to 22nd, so that would be Thursday, Friday is the official start of the main part of March Madness bracket. So that is March Madness. Now to the whole NFL chaos we had this week. There is so much to go over. Like, holy cow. Like, you know what? Honestly, I'll show you guys this whole... This is all, for YouTube, you'll be able to see this. This is all my notes just for football alone. like a huge number of transactions that went down. I'm not going to go over all of them, even though I did write them all down. Honestly, not all of them are necessarily important. And I'm not going to, well, I'll go over like a whole bunch of key ones. Michael Pittman signing a 3-year extension with the Indianapolis Colts. He's going to remain there. Big piece for them to keep. Landon Dickerson signed an extension with the Eagles, 4 years for $84 million. Mitch Moore signs with the Jaguars, 2 years, $10.5 million. Russell Wilson signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or Denver's paying most of the 1-year contract, where the Steelers are only paying $1.2 million. Kendrick Bourne signing with the New England Patriots, 3 years, $33 million. Baker Mayfield re-signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 3 years, $100 million. DeAndre Swift signing with the Chicago Bears, 3 years, $24.5 million. Jordan Hicks signing with the Cleveland Browns, a linebacker, 2 years, $8 million. Running back Tony Pollard signing with Tennessee Titans, 3 years, $24 million. Deion Dawkins signing extension with the Bills, 3 years, $60.5 million. Greg Zuerlein staying with the Jets. Morrison also re-signed. Jonathan Grenard signing with the Vikings for 4 years. Chase McLaughlin re-signing with Tampa for 3 years. Christian Wilkins signing with the Raiders for 4 years. Gabe Davis going to Jacksonville for 3 years. Darnell Savage signing with the Jaguars for 3 years. Colby Parkinson, Will Lutz signing with the Jaguars for 3 years. Lloyd Cushenberry III signing with the Titans for 4 years. Kirk Cousins' new journey will go on with the Atlanta Falcons for 4 years. Saquon Barkley signing with division rival Philadelphia Eagles for 3 years. For worth $37.75 million with $26 million guaranteed, but apparently possibly with tampering. Antonio Gibson signing with the New England Patriots, 3 years, $11.25 million. Andrew Van Ginkle signing with the Vikings, 2 years, $20 million. Minnesota native linebacker Blake Cashman signing with the Vikings, 3 years, $25.5 million. Gardner Minshew signing with the Raiders for 2 years. Josh Jacobs signing with the Packers for 4 years, which led to Aaron Jones being released, and who actually went on to sign with the Vikings. Devin Duvernay signing with the Jaguars. Mike Ford signing with the Houston Texans. Geno Stone signing with the Cincinnati Bengals. Devin Singletary signing with the New York Giants. Leonard Floyd signing with the 49ers. Za'Darius Smith staying in Cleveland, along with Maurice Hurst. Marcus Davenport signing with the Lions. Carlton Davis was traded by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, along with a 2024 sixth and a 2025 sixth, to the Lions for a 2024 third-round pick. Derrick Henry signing with the Baltimore Ravens, 2 years, $16 million with $9 million guaranteed. And this, like, kind of stings for me as a Browns fan. But at the same time, like, almost every time he's played the Browns, he's not had good production against them. So it doesn't overly concern me just because of, like, his history of playing against the Browns. But that is a big move for Baltimore, and that's going to be a big pickup for them. Panthers traded defensive end Brian Burns, while also Burns getting a 5-year deal worth $150 million with the New York Giants with $87.5 million guaranteed for second and fifth round picks. Austin Eckler signing with the Commanders for 2 years. Gus Edwards signing with the Chiefs for 2 years. Or someone for 2 years. Jordan Brooks signing with the Dolphins for 3 years. Jacoby Brissett going back to New England for a year. Tyrod Taylor signing with the Jets for 2 years. Darnold signing with the Vikings for a year. Jalen Reagor signing with the Patriots for a year. Sione Takitaki signing with the Patriots for 2 years. Aaron Jones, 1 year, $2 million with the Vikings. Marcus Mariota, the Commanders for a year. Jameis Winston, which I still don't understand what the Browns were thinking with this move, signing with the Cleveland Browns for a year, and Joe Flacco not coming back, but instead he even goes to a weirder decision in my mind, signing with the Indianapolis Colts for a year, which it's like, yeah, he's old, but he literally said that he either wants to start or he'll mind being a backup still in Cleveland, but he ain't starting in Indianapolis. And if you want to say, oh, good veteran presence, well, then why is it a 1-year deal? Veteran presence isn't a 1-year deal. Veteran presence is like a 2 at least year deal. I don't know. certain things, free agency this week have just been whack. Shaq Barrett signed with the Dolphins for 1 year. Naheem Hines signing with the Browns for a year. Darnell Mooney signing with the Falcons for 3 years. Anthony Walker Jr. signing with the Dolphins for a year. Mike Dunn re-signing with the Browns for a year. Shelby Harris also re-signing with the Browns. Patrick Queen signing with the division rival Pittsburgh Steelers. 3 years, $41 million. Deion Bush re-signed with Kansas City. Drew Locke going to the Giants for a year. Darrell Everett signing with the Chicago Bears. Devontae Parker signing with the Eagles. Kenny Moore second re-signing with Indy. Steelers traded wide receiver Diontae Johnson in the number 240th pick of this year's draft. Two Panthers for cornerback Dante Jackson and the number 178th pick. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson signed with the Eagles 3 years. Danielle Hunter, defensive end, signed with the Texans for 2 years. Corey Harkes staying with Cleveland for two more years. Anthony Jenkins re-signed for 3 years. Obviously, also Jason Kelce officially has retired. Nick Harris re-signing with the Seattle Seahawks for a year. Harrison Bryant signed with the Raiders for a year. Xavier McKinney signed with Packers for 4 years. Zach Moss signed with the Bengals for 2 years. Javon Kinlaw signing with the Jets. Leonard Williams with the Seahawks. Mike Gesicki with the Bengals. Vontae David re-signing with Tampa. Willie Gay signing with the Saints. Jordan Poyer with the Dolphins. Isaiah McKenzie with the Giants. Jake Elliott with staying with the Eagles. Mason Rudolph signing with the Titans. Calvin Ridley signing with the Titans. Nick Folk signing with the Titans. Kendall Fuller signing with the Dolphins. Devin Bush signing with the Browns. Joe Flacco, I said, with the Colts. Tony Brown signing with the Browns. Tony Brown, who's like a return cornerback slash special teams guy, signing with the Browns. CJ Mosley staying with the Jets. Von Bell signing with the Bengals. Sam Howell got traded from the Commanders along with the 2024 fourth and 2024 sixth to the Seahawks for 2024 third and 2024 fifth. Falcons trade Desmond Ridder to the Cardinals for wide receiver Rondale Moore. Quentin Jefferson signed with the Browns for a year. Thomas Morstead, I said already. Jordan Whitehead signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 4 years. Sheldon Rankin signing with the Bengals for 2 years. Aaron Kendrick signing with the Cowboys, which is the one move Dallas has made this offseason. Wagner signing with the Commanders. Devin White with the Eagles. Hollywood Brown signing with the Chiefs, which I don't think is much of an upgrade, really. Keenan Allen, a big shocker, signing with the Bears. Or not signing. Getting traded to the Bears by the Chargers for a fourth-round pick. That came out of, like, nowhere. A random draft picks trade. Vikings traded their first this year, which is a 23rd overall pick. Their seventh, which is 232, to the Houston Texans for Texans second-round pick 42, a sixth-round pick at 188, and a 2025 second-round pick. Joe Mixon was also traded from the Bengals to the Texans, which he also signed a three-year extension with the Texans for a seventh-round pick this year. Kenny Pickett was traded to the Eagles for a 2024 third and two 2025 seventh-round picks. Jordan Fuller signed with the Panthers for 1 year. Jimmy Garoppolo signed with the Rams for a year. Justin Fields was traded by the Bears to the Steelers for a 2025 sixth-round pick that could become a fourth-round pick. And Braxton Berrios re-signing with the Dolphins 1 year, $3.5 million. And that is this week's episode of the podcast. A lot of notes to talk about. Let's wrap things up. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Betting in the Booth podcast. On next week's episode, we will have MLB Korea Series recap. We will have March Madness bracket or March Madness start of it recap and looking into the future, the next upcoming rounds from that date and whatever else happens between now and then in football. Thank you so much for watching, listening. If you are new on YouTube, leave a like, hit the subscribe button, leave a notification button so you don't find when I go live and repost a video. If you're new on audio, follow the podcast and review. Hit the Fish Brothers Storm Pine when I post them there. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I'll see you next week's episode 118. Bye.